Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. And we're so thankful that we can be together in His house to worship Him, to sing hymns of praise to His name. In our call to worship today, we're going to be continuing with our Beatitudes, and we're looking at verse 9 of Matthew chapter 5, which says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." I think it's interesting that the link is made between peacemakers and being a child of God. This world is a place of violence. Now, this world is a place of unheard of violence. All around the world, we are seeing all kinds of breakouts of violence, killings, tortures, unbelievable acts of violence against mankind, because that's in the heart of mankind, violence. But in the heart of a child of God is what? Peace. Peace. You know, our Lord is the great peacemaker. He's the one that makes peace in the hearts and lives of His children. And He is called, His Son is called, the Prince of Peace. And if you were to say one thing about heaven, it would be this: it is a place of peace. That's what makes heaven what it is. There is no violence. There is no murder. There is no, people with unbridled activity where they are wreaking havoc in heaven. There's none of that there, because Jesus is on the throne. God the Father rules with peace. He is the great peacemaker. And so we are told that the children of the Father take on the character of the Father. And I always am concerned about people who call themselves Christians who create havoc wherever they go. They're always causing trouble, always stirring things up. Makes me begin to think perhaps they're not a child of the Father because their character betrays them. You know, we need to be people who can get along with each other. Amen? We ought to be able to get along with each other. People that are constantly on the edge, ready to snap at the slightest provocation, are people that haven't been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That's all there is to it. People that'll just fly off the handle and they're angry at everybody and everything and right on the edge. Something's wrong in that person's heart and life. They need to know the God of peace. That brings. Now, that doesn't mean that we're never angry. The Bible says, "Be angry and sin not." In other words, we're angry at the right things, but we don't go to the point of sin in that anger. And so God wants us to be peacemakers, and those that are redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ are the children of God and therefore have the same character of their Father, and He has the character of peace. And I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful for the peace that passeth all understanding found in Jesus Christ my Savior. That I don't have to worry and fret about what's going to happen with this world. I don't have to worry and fret about what's on the other side of death. Because the Bible says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will what? Fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." That's peace, folks. That's peace. And so may the Lord of peace give you peace this morning through the work of His Son, Jesus Christ.